Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. A few tweets from Mark Normand, who says, a comedian leading a country through war is still less crazy than one having regular sex with Kim Kardashian. Luckily, Biden has military experience. He fought in the Civil War. Mark Normand also asks, have we checked Putin's old tweets? Seth Meyers, IKEA has announced it will temporarily pause manufacturing and retail operations in Russia and Belarus due to the invasion of Ukraine, while IKEA in Ukraine is opening their doors to Russian soldiers and hoping they can't find their way out. Fallon, and it's not just business distancing themselves. I read that the International Cat Federation has banned Russian cats from all competition. I'm just going to go ahead and say that's the biggest news that's ever come out of the International Cat Federation. Meanwhile, the silence from the International Dog Federation is deafening. Serious moment here. I watched CNN for a half hour the other night. It was heartbreaking with these refugees. Just I couldn't function after watching it, just people's homes being destroyed. I know it's not why you're here for this podcast, but I just had to share that. This whole thing is awful. John Stewart says it's impossible not to consider running for office when he sees the, cleaning it up here, crapheads who are currently in Congress. He told Kara Swisher on her podcast, how do you not when you watch all day and you're like, oh my God, what is this? This is terrible. But adds, I don't know if I'd have the temperament for it. It's having the patience like, how can that person gets to still be here? Make that person leave. I also think there's a lot that goes around that that has nothing to do with passion or care about issues or wanting to help people. That has to do with fundraising and the way the game is played and the lack of perspective on it. Sometimes I feel like I could be more effective on the outside than the inside. It's sort of like when you get in a car and the one driver's drunk and you're like, did you ever think about taking the wheel? And you're like, yeah, I did. Odd comparison there, Mr. Stewart. Did you watch Saturday Night Live? Hey, Johnny Mac, why do you always do the SNL recaps on Tuesday? Quite honestly, because I usually tape Monday on Friday afternoon because I have soccer games with the kids on the weekend and I don't usually watch SNL till Sunday evening. This week's episode, it was okay. I thought the opener was really strong. Alex Moffitt's Tucker Carlson impression was on point. That opening sketch, the Fox News Ukrainian invasion celebration spectacular, that was pretty good. The monologue was okay. I thought Oscar Isaac did a good job with it. The first sketch about the Paw Patrol, I really enjoyed that one. If you didn't see the episode, it was citizens of Paw Patrol City, whatever that's called, complaining that they only have one fireman and it's a dog, etc. That was pretty good. The rest of the episode, nothing really grabbed me. I started skipping through sketches, which I haven't done most of the year, but there were some that I was just like, I just don't care about this sketch. A lot of buzz coming out of Austin. Is Joe Rogan finally going to open a comedy club? Austin Culture Map is associating Joe Rogan with the vacant Ritz Theater, formerly home to the Alamo Drafthouse. Asylum Real Estate Holdings plans to convert the theater into a venue called Comedy Mothership. Asylum is managed by Rogan's talent agent. The Ritz Theater dates back to 1927 and started as a movie theater. In subsequent years, it has hosted acts like Stevie Ray Vaughan and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It also did time as an adult movie theater and a temporary home of the Esters Follies comedy troupe. Under its most recent configuration, the venue contained a downstairs theater with 175 seats and upstairs with 96 seats. Last July, an entity related to Asylum Real Estate Holdings filed a federal trademark application for Comedy Mothership, which would cover, among other things, comedy shows, apparel, audio and video recordings, documentaries, and other products and services bearing the brand name. Taylor Tomlinson's special is out on Netflix today. The LA Times has seen it already and says she jokes confidently about her sex life, mental illness, and her mother's death from cancer when she was 8. A lot of Taylor's comedy is focused in her religious upbringing. Taylor said, growing up that way, you do become such a people pleaser because all of your self-worth is derived from being like a good kid and being somebody God's going to be proud of. I'm still uncomfortable with it, and I'm so scared of disappointing people, and I'm scared of people disapproving of me. I'm working on it. Her new comedy is called Look at You, the LA Times says. It's a look at the same old Taylor, a little sarcastic, a little jaded, and emphatically in tune with her audience. Pete Holmes chimed in on this. Pete Holmes also came from a religious upbringing. Pete said, when I was writing comedy in my 20s, I hadn't yet figured out what was interesting about myself. But Taylor does it in real time. She's like a streaming service. Like, how's it coming in so quickly? Why are you able to live your life and be the narrator of your life simultaneously? Taylor said, the first 6 years, I was like squeaky clean. I could still perform in churches very easily. Then about 6 years ago, I was like, I don't want to be boxed into this anymore. The Supreme Court has said it will not take up the sexual assault case against Bill Cosby, leaving in place a decision by Pennsylvania's highest court to throw his conviction out and set him free from prison. The Supreme Court did not say anything in rejecting the case. The case was included in a long list of cases the court said Monday it would not hear. So if you like the show, you can support the show by going to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Kenny did just that, but I really, really like that Kenny brought it. Kenny wrote, love what you're doing. Let me jump in there. Thank you. Aside from, yeah, do I like $5 for an iced coffee? Of course I do. But it means even more to me, very seriously, to know there's somebody on the other side of this Blue Yeti that I'm holding in my hand. While you're holding it in your hand. Because I have a low tabletop. And I don't feel like hunching over, so I usually just tuck it up against my chest, and it seems to work just fine. But, you know, putting out one of these every day, it's just great to know somebody's actually listening. And Kenny, thank you for letting me know you appreciate it. So what Kenny wrote, love what you're doing. I'm back with a coffee challenge. If you can, get one of your large iced coffees with caramel and milk from the National Donuts chain. Okay. And if there's one nearby, grab a salted caramel cream cold brew from the National Coffee chain and see how it compares. I work for the Green Siren here in Seattle, hint, hint, and would like to help change your morning routine if that's possible. Keep up the good work. I am intrigued by the salted caramel cream cold brew from National Coffee chain with the green logo. At some point this week, I'm going to take out the portable recorder. Here's the portable recorder right here. Let me tap it against my leg, and I'm going to go over to the green place, and I'm going to try this, and I will report back. So, Kenny, thank you. And if you would like to support the show like Kenny did, who bought two large iced coffees, one from the donuts place, one from the coffee place, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I was reading some articles about how to promote your podcast. I'm supposed to ask you to tag the Facebook group page and tag a friend on social media. So do that for me, will you? All right. Did you watch Winning Time on HBO? I loved it. That's the Lakers thing. Adam McKay. After watching an hour of it, Adam McKay is right. Will Ferrell would have been terrible as Dr. Buss. I mean, maybe I'm underappreciating Will Ferrell's abilities as an actor, but the problem with Will Ferrell is he doesn't disappear into roles. He's just Will Ferrell all the time, all day, every day. So I think John C. Reilly was a better choice there. Vulture seemed to have a problem with the stylization of the show. It was one of the things I liked about it. Vulture wrote, the sensibility of Winning Time is, to put it mildly, aggressive. There are many flourishes throughout the episodes that feel very Adam McKay-ish, even when he's not directing. There's a ton of fourth wall breaking and talking directly to the audience. I love that stuff. Text sometimes appears on screen to accentuate a point. I liked that a lot as well, especially the Larry Bird commentary they made. There are also moments with animation, retro footage, shots that appear to be filmed as home movies, and an overall visual look that evokes the fuzzy appearance of something shot in the late 70s or 80s. Vulture says, in short, it's a lot, and the viewer needs to hop on board with the approach or risk being left behind. I loved the approach. I thought the show was so entertaining. Can't wait for more episodes. Also, I appreciate that HBO puts stuff out at 9 p.m. Eastern time and not 3 in the morning like Disney Plus. I hate waking up to Star Wars spoilers, so thank you, HBO Plus. The trailer for Catherine Cohen's upcoming Netflix special is out. I don't know what to make of this. I thought about sharing it on the Facebook group and, like, I don't want to just be a negative person, so I'm like, let me leave it alone. But I watched this thing. It's some sort of comedy musical hybrid, and I didn't get it. She's Gorgeous premieres March 15th. I don't know. Speaking of Disney Plus, they've ordered a new series about the Muppets musical group, the Electric Mayhem Band. Yeah, it's titled The Muppets Mayhem. It will follow the band as they try to record their first ever album. Lily Singh will star as Nora, the human junior A&R executive tasked with managing the Electric Mayhem Band. The band, as you know, consists of Dr. Teeth on vocals and keyboards, Animal on drums, Floyd Pepper on vocals and bass, Janice on vocals and lead guitar, Zoot on saxophone, and can you name the trumpet player? No, you can't. He is Lips. Or maybe she is Lips. And from page 6, Kanye West is defending his art. After facing backlash over his portrayal of Pete Davidson in the recent music video, you may recall that video has a claymation version of Pete Davidson being buried alive. Kanye West claimed the First Amendment, said art is therapy, just like this view. Art is protected as freedom of speech. Art inspires and simplifies the world. Art is not proxy for any ill or harm. Any suggestion otherwise about my art is false and malintended. Dude, don't make a video about killing Pete Davidson. Meanwhile, a viral TikTok showed Starbucks workers using the one-sided fight over Kim Kardashian to rack up more money with Kanye West or Pete Davidson tip jars. That's right. A TikTok user went through the Starbucks drive-thru. This particular Starbucks had labeled tip jars. One said Pete Davidson, one said Kanye. This user put money in the Davidson jar, which had several dollar bills inside. The West jar only had some change. One user said the Kanye one, full of coins because only 16-year-old boys side with him. This TikTok video has 6.6 million views. I'm going to go beat my head against the wall, and that's your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. BuyMeACoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See you tomorrow.